Great Destinations Radio Show.
Mind the gap.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Visiting Christmas markets on the continent has become a popular activity, so what about going somewhere a little bit different this year? Chris Graham runs specialist travel company Simply Sweden, and he's joining me to talk about their new three-day trips to Swedish Lapland, including a visit to the Christmas market in Jokkmokk. Now, I imagined that Lapland would be barren, lying so far north in the Arctic Circle. Chris says that's not the case.
Around there, there's plenty of pine forest. The boreal forest runs through the region. So it's certainly not barren. Plenty of forest where the moose and the reindeer can hide and protect themselves.
It's an area that's home to the indigenous Sami people.
They are the indigenous people of Northern Europe. So the Sami population don't necessarily recognise the international boundaries. But typically nomadics, they would follow their reindeer in their seasonal migrations in the winter, come back from the mountains down into the forest, and then in the summer up into the mountains again. But they're certainly westernised with mobile phones and herding reindeer with snowmobiles and helicopters.
Goods produced by the Sami feature heavily in the Christmas market. Chris says it sets it apart from similar markets elsewhere in Europe.
This is not going to be tacky. I think authentic is the key word here. With the local arts and crafts are going to feature heavily, whether that's jewellery or you might see pictures of wooden cups that are very, very popular, especially when people are drinking coffee or hot drinks out in the wilderness.
Christmas is a magical time in Lapland.
It's going to be covered in snow, pure white snow. In effect, it's quite cold, but there is always this warming feeling. And the candles outside shops and outside the market stalls, if you like, and outside cafes and restaurants, so warm, inviting feeling into these places.
Chris says an important part of the trip is finding out about the Sami culture.
A Sami excursion where you get to feed the reindeer and sit around an open fire with a Sami person who will tell you the stories of the conflicts with modern life that they have. What happens when mines open, or they build a new road or build a new railway line. So it's a fascinating story of culture and history and wilderness.
Chris says it's the only way to really understand these people.
You can't read about it. You've got to go and touch it. You've got to go and feel it and experience it.
And of course, being so far north in winter, there is a good chance you'll spot the northern lights.
So the sun at that time of year will not rise. It'll just skim below the horizon, giving off quite a nice blue light during the day. During the evening, at any point while it's dark, there is a really good chance that northern lights could come out. And I've seen the northern lights in the very centre of Jokkmokk as well.
For more information about trips to the Jokkmokk Christmas market, go to simplysweden.co.uk.